Brian Peete is the incoming new police chief for Vermont's capital city, Montpelier. He's been working at the department since the 15th, and he'll be sworn in on July 1st. He's taken the position at a time of massive national protesting against racism and policing across the country, following the killing of an unarmed black man in Minneapolis named George Floyd. The process of Brian Peete's hiring started before this most recent wave of demonstrations began, but Montpelier officials believe he is also the first black police chief in the state of Vermont. And Brian Peete joins me now on the phone. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you so much for allowing me to be here. I really appreciate it.
Now, you say you want to start your new job with what you've called a listening circuit. Who do you want to hear from, and how will you accomplish that?
Well, I want to hear from the people that I serve, the citizens of Montpelier. I especially want to hear from the men and women of the Montpelier Police Department, their families as well, and from those in the state, because especially with everything that's going on right now, this has to be a national dialogue and how we look at moving forward as not only a policing culture, but a culture and an institution at large.
As we say, you know, you won't be sworn in officially until July 1st, but I'm wondering, Brian, how much you know about the state of the Montpelier Police Department right now, and what do you think about the current state of the department?
Montpelier has been a guilty personal pleasure of mine. When I was in Chicago, I was working with the Inspector General's Office for Public Safety and Police Accountability, and to not only monitor the Chicago Police Department, but what might be some good examples and some good directions that we can point the department to. And throughout this research, I've looked at Vermont, and two of the biggest places that kept coming up were what's going on in Burlington and what's going on in Montpelier. They have been implementing community service-oriented policing practices since before they were the hot topic. And then coming here, it's pretty much everything that I thought it would be. It's a very professional police force, a very tight-knit group, and it's people who genuinely want to serve the communities, and I want to make sure I can continue adding to that legacy.
I'm wondering what you think about calls to reform or even to defund the police.
Every institution within our country, municipal, state, or federal level, it's incumbent upon them to always look for ways to get better. We have to challenge ourselves. And policing in particular, we have a history of doing good work and doing not so good work. So this is going to be a very complex, robust, and emotional conversation that we all have to have, and an honest one. But defunding police departments, it is something I think is a terrible idea. While police agencies do have some challenges ahead of us in how we get through implicit biases, those challenges that come with this job, we still have a responsibility, and the majority of people with sworn an oath are dedicated to saving lives, to improving their communities. It's a calling. The heart is there. The desire is there. And an overwhelming majority of police officers want to go out there and do the right thing. You can't throw a baby out with the bathwater.
I'd like to zero in on another point that's being argued right now in Montpelier, actually. Legislators in the capital city are debating whether to end the use of choke or neck holds. The Senate passed a bill that would eliminate choke holds, but Public Safety Commissioner Michael Sherling says an exception should be carved out for using such holds if lethal force is warranted and if officers are in an environment where they are unable to use a firearm. Do you agree with Michael Sherling on that point?
Yes, I do. Choke holds should never be utilized in the situations, and I believe most agencies don't have those as policies, to my experience. You would not use choke holds trying to gain control of an individual that you may be, you know, for whatever reason, placing arrest for. But there are situations that happen, unfortunately, a lot, in which officers are fighting for their lives or fighting for the lives of someone else. In those instances, if you're authorized to use deadly force, then I think it's acceptable to put yourself into a position to save yourself and then immediately render aid. It's a very complex issue. We need to look at a cultural shift, and we need to continue to monitor our training to make sure that we're using the tools that have been entrusted to us in a very responsible way, and remember that we need to preserve the dignity and the respect of human life.
You know, I mentioned that you were hired for this job before these demonstrations about George Floyd's killing started taking place, but your identity as an African-American does lend extra gravitas to this job you're taking on. And it's also a job you're taking on, frankly, in one of the whitest states in the country. But I don't want to presume anything or dismiss whatever deeply personal beliefs you may have or may not have about that. So, Brian Peet, can you tell me how it feels to be the first Black police chief in the state of Vermont and how that distinction is weighing on you, if in fact it is?
It is. It has not gone unnoticed by myself. There is pressure there. But it's an awesome opportunity. And to me, it just shows that the country is progressing and Vermont is a progressive place. So I'm grateful for that opportunity. And I know it's a qualified based appointment. But yes, that I am the first Black or thought to be the first Black police chief in the state, while it's something to be celebrated, it should not be something to be pointed out. Because what we'd like to do is celebrate those things, but also focus on what unites us and what makes us all the same. The fact that we all want good communities to raise our children, good school systems. We want great service from our elected officials and all the same opportunities, not just in Black and white, but that spans everything. So socioeconomic justice, institutional justice, this is all what we want. This is all what we're supposed to have, and we need to concentrate on those things that bind us together.
Brian Peet will be sworn in as Montpelier's police chief on July 1st. Thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us.
Thank you very much.